Blog Talk Radio.
Tuesday, you are listening to Beyond the Gate Radio, and I repeat again Tuesday because right now I'm at a focused time of projects that I have to do, an opportunity that has came up for myself and the wife, so we cannot air this show live on Sunday. And as you well know, my wife has been healing, so we hadn't had shows for a while, but we are ready to get back into the swing of things, ready to get out there and ready to talk to you and bring some more fantastic guests on. We will be having more guests back that we've had before and a few new ones as well. We bring back our wonderful guest. So welcome today, Tuesday, April 17th, 2012 edition of Beyond the Gate Radio, our special show. Tonight's guest is Tom Flynn, international medium healer and speaker, has spoken all around the world, and he was on a show, as you may recall, our faithful listeners, on May 16th, 2011. Tom is really a fantastic person, and I'll tell you a little bit about him before we bring him in. But first, out of courtesy, I would like to introduce you to our co-host, Sherelle, my lovely angelic wife. How are you doing tonight, Sherelle?
I am doing well. Thank you, everyone, for all your words of wisdom, encouragement, your light, your healing, and your prayers. And thank goodness I'm doing a lot better, and I'm getting around a lot better and doing a lot more. So I really, really appreciate it. It is great to be back on the air. I like the new opening music, David. It's fabulous.
Yes, I was going to say, hey, folks, don't change the station. You know, you're hearing a different music. We've used the other one for a year. Now it's time for a new energy and new music. So you're listening to the right show. Thank you for the compliment, Sherelle.
Thank you. I like it. So I am interested in finding out, getting the callers in. I'm so excited tonight. We have a wonderful guest that's returned. And, David, I want you to give the bio so we can get Tom on the air.
I certainly will, and I was just speaking with Tom, as you know, about the callers, and since then, the callers have multiplied. So, Tom, your wishes come true. So, Tom Flynn is an internationally known medium, psychic, and healer. Coming from Cork in the UK, Tom travels around the world and has been on radio, TV, and has had articles published all about him. Tom is currently in San Francisco and giving service at the Golden Gate Spiritualist Church and other venues where he gives readings, healing, and helping to reach out others everywhere he goes. He will also be traveling to Hawaii by a special invitation because his work is, you know, really helped and impressed upon people so much that somebody has actually invited him to go way far away while he's here to take advantage of his awesome, beautiful gift that he provides for everybody. I mean, it's just fantastic. I wish people would ask me to do that. I mean, Tom is really great. Anyway, he's also going to be, I'm making a short documentary on mediums, mediumship, and he will also be in that documentary I'm making. I have the honor that he said yes, he'd agree to do that. So, Tom is on Facebook. You can visit him there. There's a link on it, on the radio station, on his bio at the bottom, and also on my website. And it's also, if you see him on Facebook, you'll find him. Tom's a wonderful person. So, without any further ado, welcome Tom Flynn.
Good evening, David.
Good evening, Tom. Thank you for coming here. Thank you for your time. We really appreciate it.
Yes, we do.
Thank you. I see you was, you know, telling where I am in San Francisco, the Spiritualist Church that I work there, in the Golden Gate Bridge. If anyone's interested in coming to see me for a private reading or a healing, I can give you the website, which is, it's all one word. It's ggspiritualistchurch.org. Is it O-R-G, org? Have I got that right?
That's correct. I have it on my webpage and the homepage
right
in front. On the bottom, I have a photograph of it. It's a beautiful structure. Golden Gate Spiritualist Church. The website is www.ggspiritualistchurch.org, O-R-G.
Right.
And it's all one word.
That's right. It's all one word. And, you know, they've been very good to me, the church. And, you know, everyone, every time I go there, not just the committee members, but the people that go there week in, week out, that, you know, that go there to the divine services and also for the healing, which they welcome me with their arms open very, very wide. And, you know, I've got to know one or two people, especially the Reverend Lordovac, and he's been so, you know, helpful in his approach of helping me in any way he possibly can. And, you know, the wonderful people that I have met and the healers. There's been a wonderful lady called Barbara that, you know, who's helped me, who's a wonderful healer herself, and other people in the church, you know, all committee members, you know, they've been so kind to me. And I really, truly, you know, appreciate it. On a Wednesday, like tomorrow night at the church, I do spiritual healing from 6 o'clock till 7 each night before the service starts at 8 o'clock. This week, this Wednesday, I will not be attending, but I will be at the Golden Gate Spiritualist Church on Sunday, returning again. The service starts at 11 a.m., but I will be doing spiritual healing with other members of the church, which to me is such a great vibration, such a peaceful atmosphere. The healing room there is absolutely wonderful. It's fantastic. You can imagine built in such a wonderful atmosphere.
It certainly is, and I used to pass that church frequently for years. It's a beautiful structure. It's a light-colored mansion located on the corner of Golden Gate and Clay Street in San Francisco. It's at 1901 Franklin Street. And their phone number.
I'm glad you know. Sorry, David. I'm glad you know the address.
Yes, so check out their website. The structure has been there. It used to be called the Crocker Mansion, and they turned it into a beautiful building both inside and out. The energy is awesome. And, you know, when you go to that church, you're going to come out a changed person, you know. So I highly recommend the Golden Gate Spiritualist Church in San Francisco. Thank you, Tom, for that information.
And absolutely. I'm also at the end of the month, which is giving me an opportunity, and it is involving the Golden Gate Spiritualist Church. I'm actually been invited to the New Life Expo, and that's from April the 27th to the 28th to the 29th. And it's in coordinating to the Spiritualist Church as well. We both join in as one in booth 419. And I do believe that will be, for the church and myself, a great day and an experience for us both.
Okay, let me make a correction for you on that one. I believe you're talking about the New Living Expo in San Francisco.
New Living Expo, yes.
Yes, and they also have a website, newlivingexpo.com, so folks, check it out. It's downtown San Francisco, south of Market, in the concourse area across from the Gibbs Center, if you want to find it. There's plenty of parking around there, and please go see them. Sherelle and I are going to make it a point to do that as well. Well, Tom, we've known each other for 5 or 6 years. You met me while I was myself running a booth at the New Living Expo, and you came for a reading, and that's when we first met each other, and we've been friends ever since then. And you, at that time, you had been a practicing medium for decades, I mean, for a long time. The reading you gave me there floored me. I was so impressed. It totally, absolutely floored me. You're a really good Tom. I want to say that before all the people, that you're great. I admire you, and you have a heart of gold. You really mean what you do, and that's another reason why I wanted to have you on your show, because you have this beautiful golden light around you always. And I wanted, how long has it been since you actually started doing it? You know, you say that practicing it over the years, you get better all the time, and you're still learning. Is that correct?
I'm still learning, and I've been doing this for over 28 years now. And I said this on David's last show. You can imagine, you know, when something like this sort of comes into your life, like being a medium. What is a medium? You know, I didn't know really know what it all meant. But over the years of working as this spiritual medium, it showed me wonderful experience myself that I can able to reach out. Two people in need who really needs a loving touch gave to them from the spirit world, from people that maybe that loved them and adored them so much. And I've recognized over the years, and especially coming to this part of the world, America, they've been extremely kind to me, and wherever I go it seems to be the same vibration. I work in the Republic of Ireland in Cork, where I live in the UK, but when I first went to Ireland, I got exactly the same response and vibration as I did coming here to the United States of America, and it's marvelous.
It truly is. They're beautiful people over there. Tom, we were speaking about what you do best, and the switchboard, believe it or not, is starting to get full. I was wondering if we could maybe start some readings, and, you know, we can kind of like be informal like we did last time, do some readings, do some chit-chat, whatever you want to say, and near the end of the show, we can make announcements again for you.
That sounds very good. You were saying about meeting you at the New Life Expo about 5 or 6 years ago. It's really strange because myself and my friend who I'm staying with, Karen, we're talking about that today. And it's like, you know what it's like, light attracts light.
Yeah.
And I said to Karen, I said, this man, I must talk to him. Now, as I'm talking, I'm going extremely cold from my head to my toes. I mean you, David.
Okay, I hope that's a good thing.
It was a good thing, you know, and I never thought in my life that, you know, we'd be friends like this, and one day, you know, I'd be talking on your lovely show.
Well, thank you, Tom. Let me say I feel honored as well. Thank you so much. It means a lot to me, a lot.
Right. And I do, believe me. I'm only just like yourself. I'm just an ordinary guy who wants to reach out and, you know, really help people. I said this, and I do love to say this, and it means so much to me, that the fact that because I lost my parents, you know, at a very small age, I really, truly, truly, especially being the baby of seven, the youngest of the seven, I truly, truly believe that, you know, my mum and dad, the dear ones that I loved and adored as a child, have given me back the love as a child to give to others. And I love to express that because I mean it so much, you know.
And it truly does show. And we all love you for that, Tom.
Definitely.
And now I'm going to ask my switchboard operator, Sherelle.
I need an increase in pay. Absolutely. Okay. You guys, you don't mind taking our first caller who's been on
That'd
the line?
That'd be fantastic.
Fabulous. First caller, area code 864. 864, you're on the air, Beyond the Gate Radio. Okay, that might have been just someone that was listening into the show. So we'll go to our next caller, area code 267. 267.
Hello.
Hi, welcome to Beyond the Gate Radio. Who are we speaking with?
Hi, my name's Crystal.
Hi, Crystal. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Did you have a question for Tom Flynn today?
Yeah, recently things have been kind of hectic, so I just wanted to see, as far as finance and relationships, where he sees things coming, or if anybody has messages for me.
Right. Where are you? Where are you actually? Do you live in San Francisco?
No, I actually live in Pennsylvania.
Oh, that's lovely. I feel with you that in life, you take, and I've got to say this to you, you take two steps forward and three steps back often. So you're a lovely person, you're a lovely personality, but you just doubt one or two things to give you that extra going forward feeling in your life. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Right. And because of this, you're very sensitive. Now, do you remember your grandmother, your gran?
Yes. My nan
on your mum's side?
Of course. She's like my best friend.
Sorry? You'll have to speak slowly.
I said yes. She was like my best friend.
Oh, well, she's yours too. And she's telling me for you to be more positive in your outlook of life, because it's like you're putting everything into the same basket and you're wondering what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct?
Yes.
And so therefore, if you can pick just one out and work on that first, and when you do, she'll be right behind you, guiding you and showing you the way forward. And that's what she's trying to tell you, your grandmother, to go forward in life instead of taking those little steps back. Be confident and be the loving person that you are now. And she's telling me within 6 months, you've been looking 6 months back, and now you should look 6 months forward and then start being happy for yourself instead of others.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yes.
And so, therefore, I'm going to leave you with those words of wisdom from your grandmother, all right?
Okay. Does she have anything to say as far as relationship? Because there was just one that broke up, and I'm not sure if that's coming back or what. I've let it go.
I said to you that you're going two steps forward, three steps, and everything that you're doing at the moment, it's like it's all mixed up in like a jigsaw puzzle that's gone wrong, right? So pick one out and start moving forward. She's trying to tell you in another way, which it sounds correct to the way she's saying it. Alright? You've got to make decisions. You must make decisions for yourself, and when you do, it'll be the right one, she said.
Awesome.
Okay.
Thank you, Crystal.
Thank you.
That was wonderful, Tom. Absolutely wonderful. And
people get lost sometimes, you know.
Yes. And you did just that. You tapped into it and you helped her with some really good information. Right, Sherelle?
Right. What I like about that, Tom, is that I like the fact that even though we do have loved ones that are trying to guide us, we still have to be able to make our own decisions and take the step one step at a time, that's what they want us to do. So, you know,
right.
It would be nice if we could say, okay, I'm at the crossroads, which way? And then we take one more step and then we stop and say, should we go back? Should we, you know, without trusting, because everyone is intuitive, trusting. And they're opening these doors for us, but it it's us that have to walk through the door. So I like it. I really do.
I think we have to make them. I think that's what I said. And within the next 3 months, you've got to show yourself the abilities that you have. It's a little bit different. I know it is, because I can tell the way I'm talking, but that's what you've been aiming for, to reach out to achieve things. And I said that you'd be up, that you'd be good with young people. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
But I would even say that you work with people, or you've worked with young people in the past.
Yeah, I had worked with little kids. I was taking care of them and watching while their parents was working.
Right, there you go. I feel you're very good at this. You could be very good. You've got to rise above. You've got to be confident with that, all right? Okay, look, I believe in our pathway. It's like going up in levels. So just imagine a step ladder going up. So I feel that as you progress, it's like you've got to go up another rail of the ladder. And I feel that if you can get back to this, this would be very good for you.
Okay, because I'm already in the medical field, so you like look direct towards just dealing with kids.
You're in the right. Speak slowly, then I'll understand what you just said to me.
I'm saying I'm already in the medical field. I'm a certified nurse assistant, so you say work with the kids, right?
That would be good. Have you took on something like that before in the past? You said.
No, I just did childcare in the past.
Right. So you need to. It's like you need to choose a pathway, and you know you've done good things in the past with children, and maybe you know things are changing with you that you feel that you've got to move on with something new or something that you're comfortable with.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes, that's right.
And so, therefore, just be strong. I've got a man here. I know it's your granddad on your father's side. Was you ever close to him, or do you remember him?
Yeah, I remember him. Yeah, I was close to him.
He was a very funny man, wasn't he?
Yeah, I was always goofy around him and always kept sitting on his leg. He's always twisting on my leg.
He's a very funny man, you know, a very comical man. And he wants you to look at life like that, you know. He wants you to look at it on the funny side, but he wants you to be confident, like I said. And you can be confident because you've done it in the past and you can do it now. So make this life-changing move that will be good for you. They're not telling you to finish with your job now, because we can't, you know, but I feel maybe a call for something that you can take on.
Okay, I will. Tell him I will.
All right.
And can he help me?
Right.
Can
very
he
nice.
Help me
where,
with
where
that?
Where do you come from? Where have you? I like to know where you've come from, that's all. Where do you live?
Yeah. In California, in
Sorry?
Oakland. California.
All right,
Oakland.
Yeah, that's very nearby then, yeah. So we're not far from you at all then. So listen, thank you for calling, and God bless you.
Okay, you too.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. So how are you holding up, Tom? Can you take another
Sorry,
call?
Good.
Great.
Ooh, okay.
Fabulous. Let's take area code 317. 317, you're on the air, Beyond the Gate Radio.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. This is Lorraine. How are you?
Hi, Lorraine. Great. How are you doing?
I'm pretty good. That technical difficulty reminded me of television in the 1950s. Sometimes they would have a... Not that I was watching it in this lifetime, but it just reminded me of that. So I'm glad you're back.
That's awesome. Thank you so much. And do you have a question for Tom today?
Yes, please, Tom. Thank you. I would just like to get a little direction on what I should do next for career or income. I have a lot of different projects and interests. I've had a lot of bad experiences with bad employers.
Now, tell me if you meditate. Just tell me.
If I meditate?
Yes.
Yes, I do, and I've been trying to do that more. I've been doing some energy clearing sessions.
I feel that will be good for you. And I'll tell you where it took me to. You love the sound of the sea, don't you?
Well, I do. I once used that ocean sounds to help me be able to relax and go to sleep at night when I was going through real
toughness. If you can do this just before you go to bed, and I feel that will help you to relax, and also it will help you to be more calmer within yourself. Now, you asked me something to do with career change or something that's around you now.
Yeah. Money or income, you know, what I should focus on.
Income around you, yeah. Now, I'm going to say to do with you going forward. Now, this is a big shock for you. They're telling me that, you know, there was a time going back that you'd have loved to have sort of done some sort of traveling.
Well,
are you there?
I don't have a burning desire to travel and see the world. I do want to move back to where I used to live. That's been a project.
I didn't mean around the world. Travel.
Right.
And I feel that you need a little break, a little getaway, just for a little while, to travel for a little bit, and then come back and let your mind be settled in what you need in your own life. All right? Now, if this is your home, it's, you know, like a cul-de-sac, you know, that goes around in one, and comes out one end and goes in the other? Do you understand that? Is that where you live now?
No, I don't. I really don't.
Well, off the corner. I'm just sort of seeing a corner going around and out again. That's all I see.
Well, I don't know what to say. I mean, I'm on it. No, where I'm living now, it's two regular streets. It's not like that.
Two regular streets. So is there a road that goes around off a corner, you know, like a corner and down a little bit? Like
There's a place where I grew up. We lived near the bend, and then at the end of this little of our small street was a
right.
circle. Is that
right,
what you
okay.
mean?
Well, listen, maybe, because the way I work, I just talk. I don't add, I don't take
right.
away, and I leave it in the hands of my friends, my guides, my helpers, also my loved ones, my dear mother and father to help me do this good work that I do. And maybe they're taking you back on a memory that you enjoyed living there, because you said something about moving, all right? So I feel you need to relax your mind for a little while, maybe a little break, a bit of travel, and then come back and then make the decisions on where you are. Because I feel it's not too many changes you want to make, or you're quite, it's not that you're not uncomfortable with the area, it's just that you need a little change in your life with it.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It does to a degree, but
at the end of the day, you've got to reach out for that.
Okay.
And they believe that you have the capabilities, you know?
Uh-huh.
You've often fell flat on your face at times with certain issues that you've tried to achieve. Yeah?
Oh, yes. Yeah, a lot.
A lot, right. So therefore, make it certain that when you make this change, it'll be for the good and for you to go forward with anything that you wish. Because, you know, you've got a good mind. You're quite a clever lady, you know. But sometimes it seems to sort of, do you know, like a maze? You don't know what door to go through.
Yes, exactly.
And that's
there's
how
a lot of choices.
And that's,
yeah.
how, and that's how you like. And this is why I believe you're a little bit unsettled where you are now. Though you want to make that change, there's no hurry. So in your time, come on, make these decisions. All right?
Oh, all right. All right, thank you very much.
I don't know if you lost a baby or had a miscarriage, but they're showing me a child in the spirit world. Do you understand that?
No, not in this lifetime. I haven't done any of that yet. So So I don't know if it's just thinking about another lifetime.
No other lives. So would there be someone around you who lost a baby with miscarriage?
Only a sister at some point. My mother did. No, not
mother
too
did.
Recently,
I feel it's more your sister then, because I feel I'm more of a younger person, I've got to say.
Okay.
All right, so will you tell your sister that spirit, that child, it's a seed and started to grow, and unfortunately something happened, but it has moved on in the spirit world, and it would be a little boy, all right?
Would have been a boy. Okay, I will tell her.
All right, and God bless you, and thank you for calling.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Tom. Thanks, David.
Are you in Oakland, are you?
No, I'm not.
No.
In the Midwest.
In the Midwest. Okay. Thank you very much for calling. Bye-bye now.
Thank you. Bye now.
Thank you, Lorraine.
Thank you, Lorraine. Thank you very much. You know, Tom, I experienced the same thing myself in the readings. You know, people want to move now. They've had enough. They said, you know, I know all this stuff, but I want to go now. And so because they want to go now, they're tired of it. When they're rushing, all this energy is like a ball of string. You know, you can't find the one you're looking for. So you're telling her to reset, push the reset button, relax, breathe.
Relax
and
a little
it will
while,
come to you.
Yeah.
It's good advice, awesome advice.
But, and, you know, think about it first. Have a little, maybe a little break, a little bit of traveling, you know. A little bit of a holiday. You call it a vacation, don't you, here?
Yes. And then come back
and start thinking about it, because you've got it all there, you know. She's a clever woman.
She is. I felt that, too. And I just want to let you know that we have a number of callers on the line, and the show was originally scheduled for 1 hour, but because it's during the week, but, you know, I extended the show for a half hour more, so instead of ending at 7 o'clock Pacific time, it'll end at 7:30 instead, or instead of ending at 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock Eastern time, it'll end at 10:30. Just so the people know that we did this to try to get everybody an opportunity to speak with you tonight, Tom.
That's wonderful. I mean, I'm overwhelmed with the response and the love of the people calling, and also the kindness of your heart, you know, allowing me to spread the good word of spiritualism and spirit and love and all the light in the world to people in need. And I got to express that I always believe that the people who are phoning are the ones who really need it the most. And what I can see of the messages so far, that it is the people phoning in who need it the most. And I know that by the way I work, that spirit, for some reason, works this way with me.
They do, because her sister's baby was able to reach out, take this real quick opportunity, and get the message, which we don't see it. We don't know. But that she may have a conversation with her sister, and her sister might have this hidden feeling that she did not express to anybody, suddenly have a big sigh of relief and able to go on with her life a little bit better just because of this one simple message. So whatever you do, many things we say, we don't know what happens out there, but many people are usually touched by it. And, you know, I don't get paid for doing this on the air, and you're doing it for free. We're doing this because this is another way to get out information and help other people as well. So we do agree with what you said, Tom.
And, you know, sometimes we have to wait for that message to come to us. I mean, many people have come back to me and said that I've got to come back to you and speak to you again, because what you've actually said 6 months ago, the doors have opened for me and it's starting to flow. You can see I'm very choked up in the voice here about that, because, you know, it's very, very true. And sometimes we don't quite understand, you know, the message, or we don't quite understand. Sometimes in life it can get very, very difficult for us. And we're reaching out to the spirit world and healing and guides and helpers and loved ones, because there's loads and loads of helpers from the spirit. We all have this helper, the angels that draw around us, and we only got to reach out to that energy. And I always say they're as far as reaching out your arm to these lovely spirit helpers and guides, and they're there for us whenever we need them, just to talk. Because some people are frightened to sort of out speak the way we're speaking here today, and that they get so embarrassed that maybe they're talking to themselves. But I know that they're there for us very much.
I totally agree. And now let's see what our next interesting caller has to say. They want to say, Tom, I need your help. I've called in. So, Sherelle?
Hey, area code 802. 802, you are on the air. Beyond the Gate Radio, who are we speaking with?
Mont.
Area. Hello?
Hi, good evening. This is Wendy Martin. I'm calling from Burlington, Vermont.
Hi, Wendy. Welcome to the show.
It's an honor to speak with all three of you.
Hi, Wendy. Is this Wendy from Facebook?
It is.
Well, thank you, dear, for calling. That's so sweet of you. And have you got something to ask our esteemed guest tonight, Tom?
I do. Well, thank you for taking my call. I have a kind of a general question. I'm just wondering if Tom has any messages for me at all.
Well, I'm feeling a little. It's not that you know. You feel a little bit nervous with this, don't you?
A little.
Because I'm sitting here, and I tend to take on feelings. I've got a father figure here in the spirit world. Do you understand that?
I do.
Dad, I mean, a dad in the spirit world. Is that correct?
I have a grandfather over there, two grandfathers.
He said father figure. I'm glad he said that, right? Because normally if I get, he said he's on your mum's side of the family.
Okay, yep. I believe I know whom you're speaking of.
It's the way he said it to me. They say dad or they say father figure. So was he a part of your life? Was this man like a father to you, can I say?
He was my uncle. I believe that's the gentleman you're speaking of.
Ah, like a father figure. Was he very sort of sincere in his words?
He was, you know, a bit authoritative, but he was, he had the best heart and mind.
Right, so if he had something to say, you know, this man would put it upon you.
Correct.
And what he wants you to be is that person. So if you need to express something, you do still work, don't you?
What was that?
You do work.
I do.
And you need to put that into your work pattern as well. You tend to hold back a little bit.
That is true.
And what he's saying is if you can, you know, draw him close to you, he's certainly there to guide you, and he's certainly there to help you, to give you that little bit of a lift that you need. There's a lovely colour red around you, and the colour, I don't know if you like that colour?
I do.
It's a lovely radiant colour red. It's a very deep red, and it wants to give you healing and to help you to relax, your mind, your body, and your spirit. You get tired at times, he's telling me.
That's all very true.
I'm pausing so that you can allow yourself to answer what I'm saying, because we do like to get a little bit of, you know, feedback to what we're actually saying. He seems such a charming man, you know, or can I say he seems so happy to, he's still coming across, right, as a very father figure type man, all right? Even though he's your uncle, he's really truly wants to father you tonight. Don't you think that's absolutely wonderful?
I think it really is absolutely wonderful. The red that you said is also very interesting. I had lived in a place where he had lived for a period of time, and I have since moved. But when I had moved there, I had bought my first car, and it was a very red, cherry red car. And I love that car, and it gave me this sort of sense of, like, you know, this little sort of edge. And so it's very interesting that you're saying that.
Well, it's like a sense then that he really is behind you now. You know he's gone nowhere. He said, and that's comforting. He's gone nowhere. All right. I said just
that's
a moment ago, if you can just reach your hand out, this is how close they are to us. You know, and he's telling me you live in lovely surroundings. Do you love Mother Earth, like trees and flowers and things like that, can I say?
Oh, absolutely. I'm very spiritual. I'm actually do communicating with animals, so I'm very, very connected to nature and Mother Earth, for sure.
Oh, right, there you go. Nature, and he's so proud of you. So as long as you go forth in what you're doing now, spirit, loved ones, spirit helpers, you know, they're so connected, there's so much light gathering around you, you know, it's buzzing all over the place with me here for you. Even though we're a little way away from each other, there's
mm-hmm.
there's no time in the spirit world for people from the spirit world to connect with us within a flash, just a moment. And that's
mm-hmm.
what they're trying to tell you tonight. You're such a beautiful light. And he's saying happy birthday as well, so there must be a birthday coming around very shortly.
There is. It's my father's birthday is actually in a few weeks, and he and
oh,
my
wonderful.
Father were very close.
Right, very, very good then. And he's looking forward to that, and he wants you to look forward to it also. All right?
I will do
and
so.
I'm gonna say
thank
goodbye.
You so much.
Thank
you. It was wonderful speaking with you. You have a wonderful evening. I love the sound of your voice. It's so comforting.
Well, if you go onto my Facebook, David said at the beginning, if you want to friend me, if you're on Facebook, it's just put Tom Flynn Medium, and I will certainly friend you and anybody who wishes to friend me. I believe in love. I believe in the truth. I believe in kindness. I believe in being who you are. And I know that you are absolutely a wonderful light, as I said. All right?
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Oh, I love all of you. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Wendy. We love you.
Have a good night, guys.
All right. Bye-bye. Tom, that was fantastic. I totally agree with everything you said. And I noticed that, you know, a lot of people are probably curious how you tap into spirit. And I think some of them are getting it now. That what
Can I say, David, sorry, it's my fault.
Go ahead. There is clear audience is one.
Right. We can also, because it's, you know yourself, David, when a communicator from the spirit world comes through, they eat us so quickly. And sometimes we could go off the vibration of a father to a father figure as well. So it's because they come in so close, and I feel really truly in my heart that this man really, really wants to be like a father for her, to lead her forward in the good work and the love that she shares with others herself, and especially the books she reads. You know, so that's wonderful.
I agree. And you know, it just so happens that, you know, it just depends on personality and strength and how the spirit communicates with you is like fingerprints. They're all different, so every reading is different, but there's a lot of similarities. So I, one time, got specifically this person saying, he is your dad. Another time they said, this person, he's like a father figure to you while my father's alive, but my grandfather was very close to me. And I told her that's the way they let us know that maybe he's a grandfather, but he particularly didn't say, I'm the grandfather. Like the reading of how it said father in the last reading. He just said, I'm the father figure. Exactly how you said,
yeah.
but he was a grandfather, not the father, and she was closer to him than the actual father. And so we have to interpret what Spirit is telling us, especially with that instantaneous strong energy coming at us, and very closely, right, as you said, it's up to us to try to read it and get Spirit to give us more information so we can find out, just like you did, working one step at a time to get to the truth, and you certainly did.
David, I still feel, you know, from this moment to doing this spiritual work, you know, over the 28 years and beyond that, in my own way as a child, you know, as a small boy, building a life of not knowing what my pathway will bring in life, but my parents were very, very spiritual, very spiritually aware of spirit that was around them. And still this day, my rest of my brothers and sisters are very in tune with the spirit world of myself. My dear brother, Raymond, he has three children, and one of his children, which is making me go cold, I don't see this niece very often, you know, you can imagine, but she's a medium. And she calls herself after my brother, Ray Flynn, you know, and I think it's fantastic that, you know, obviously my brother from the spirit realms of that world is come close to his daughter again to help her in the needs that she knows that he's close by giving her a wonderful experience, what she's obviously having at this moment, you know.
That's true. I understand that totally. And I just want to ask you one more question before we take another caller, and there's many still. On your home and your property where you live yourself, did you set up a area for readings?
Where's that? Where I live now? You mean for people to connect me?
Yeah, you know, like a reading parlor or something like that in the UK where you live.
I live in London.
Okay, did you set up a little reading area in your residence?
A reading area, did you say?
Yeah, for people to come to get readings from you on your residence, a special area set aside.
I do. I'm actually living with a friend, believe it or not, because of my traveling. As you know, David, I've been given a great opportunity to travel. So at the moment, I'm traveling and I'm staying with a friend. But I will certainly, at the moment, do telephone readings, David.
Okay, that's good. So I just wanted to let people know that, and near the end of the show, we can give whatever contact information that you wish. And the reason
If they go onto my Facebook, they can contact me if they friend me or go onto my Facebook. But I'm mostly, these days, I'm always in the Republic of Ireland, and I work from there a lot. I mean, when I leave San Francisco on the 4th of May, I'll be going to the Republic of Ireland in Cork on May the 9th, and I will be there for a couple of weeks.
Okay, that's great. So you hear that, folks, and you can get in touch with Tom Flynn Medium on Facebook. Thank you, Tom, for that information. I appreciate it. And now I'm going to put Sherelle back to work again.
Okay, so every click of the button is another $100. David, write that down. So I make sure I get paid at the end of the night. Thank you, guys. We have area code 360. Sandy, you are on the air.
Yeah,
on the Gate Radio.
Hey.
How are you? Welcome to the show.
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you.
Great.
Hi, David.
Hi, Sandy. Thank you for calling in, sweetie.
Yeah. I just wanted to guess. I've been having, like, the last few months, well, probably about the last 6 months, where, I mean, I have my own abilities, and David knows that already, but it's like I've lost, it's like my connection with the other side. Can he maybe, a question, maybe advice on how to get back my connection?
Can I say that you're a very, you're a very sincere and a very laid-back type of person.
Mhm. I am.
You're very laid-back. People say to me, God, you know, this lady, she's so cool.
Well, I've had people tell me that.
Right, okay. So what it is, your mind, right? You put a lot in your mind to distract the spiritual sense or the link to spirit, you know, that it's like a vibration that comes into our mind that allows us to connect with loved ones and guides. And at the moment, it's like you've got so much going on here. And so, therefore, if you can clear that, have you been talking about going to some healing adventure with friends or something like that, or, you know, connecting with healing?
Actually, I've been trying to take some Reiki courses.
There you go. So I feel that will help you to relax and to relax your mind. Because I feel once you get yourself moving, you're very good at your connecting with the spirit and also connecting with people for sickness. You're very good with people with nervous systems. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Other words, people that worry themselves silly.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, actually, I do.
Yes.
So you've got to start connecting, all right, back there again. So allow yourself just to have time out. You are a very laid-back lady, as I said. Just have time out for yourself.
Yeah,
to get
I
back
agree.
On track. And then they're telling you to open the door wide and fly like a butterfly. Look at the lovely butterfly. How many times have you seen butterflies over the... I don't even think it's that time of year, but... You love butterflies, don't you?
Yes, I do, actually.
And you can often stand at a tree and see loads of where's this tree where you see butterflies in there? Tell me.
Well, we just moved into this house, so I haven't had a chance to get out and explore the yard too much, but I have trees all around
There you go. You wait for that, all right? I'm seeing lovely butterflies, all different colors. I know that you're a naturist person, and I'm also seeing, it looks like, I'm going to say budgerigards, because I'm not very good, budgerigards, parrots, that sort of thing. I don't know why. I'm seeing that in your life as well.
Can you repeat that, please?
You know, like, I don't know if they're parrots, or just... different types of birds. I'm not very good on naming different birds, but I'm seeing that around you as well. Could you tell me what that is?
Where we live, my little office that I have now has a little nest, little starling that has a nest right nest. Above. A nest right
I'm
above my
all
office.
Birds singing.
Yeah.
I'm hearing all birds singing. You can. But someone might be telling you to go to the pet shop and perhaps buy yourself some budgerigards.
Oh, okay, sounds cool. I was wanting to get some finches and put them in, you know, have them in the office here.
Oh, well, you know what I mean. You know what I mean. You know what I'm trying to say here.
Yes, I do.
I've got a lady here. That would have passed with cancer. Now, I went down my vibration there. Would you understand that?
Yes, I do. It was my grandmother.
Was she very kind? Right, there you go. She was a very kind, sweet-hearted person. And it wasn't nice to see the way she went down at the end.
No, not at all.
So please, please, please don't look at her like that, will you? Just look at her in the light that you remember her and the things that you share together. She says she don't love you. She absolutely adores you. And she worships everything about you. She always did. She always had a great admiration. I can't say the word. And she had a great she said it so quickly for me. I've asked her to read. She had a great what's the word
Admiration.
I'm trying to get?
Admiration.
There you go. See, David knew what I was trying to get out, and it's like she still has got that for you, and she only needs to say to you, move on.
Wow. Yeah. I have a problem with holding on to the past and how people died. It took me 10 years to get over my dad's death, so that's my own issue.
Can I say that it was very quickly your dad died? My lungs and my chest, I'm finding it difficult to breathe with him.
Yeah, he had pneumonia. He was an alcoholic, but he got pneumonia.
I'm not getting a heart attack. I'm just suddenly, he said, but it went peacefully, but it was quickly at the end. But my breathing, I feel that was the condition. And the breathing
yes.
went very shallow, he said. And he's saying to me, we're all around you. We're all around. Because it's a telephone reading and because it's just a quick message, you know, a one-to-one reading is a completely different.
Mm-hmm.
But what we're trying to show you tonight, that the spirit world are there with us and we connect. Normally the reading may be 1, 2, maybe 10 10 loved ones might come through, you know. But at the end of the day, they are there for us all. And that's for everybody listening here. Those
mm-hmm.
who wish to know, is there a spirit world? There certainly is, because in a sleep state, I've gone there many times for rescue work, to help spirits go to the light, blah, blah, blah. And I truly
mm-hmm.
believe, I've got tears in my eyes with you, because I truly believe that you need to help people rescue from the, do you understand, who's died in sad circumstances and you wish to send
yes.
them to the light. Is that correct?
Yes, I actually, David knows, I'm a paranormal investigator, so when I connect with the spirit at an investigation, I always try to send them into the light.
There you go. So, they're willing to help you work in that way in a sleep state. Like I said, let it go, let it happen, and God bless you.
Oh, same to you.
If you're on Facebook, please friend me. I'd love that. So Tom Flynn
okay,
Medium,
I will.
I'd love that very much. All right?
Oh, thank you very much. And nice talking to you.
Thank you.
God bless.
Thank you for calling, Sandy. Have a great night.
Bye, guys. Love you.
Love you, too.
Thanks. Tom, that was excellent. I just, you know, love is about sense of humor once in a while, and sometimes I just can't hold it back. But, you know, you're the first person that I've said it since I tried to tell a joke to people that didn't understand it. But, you know, I used to have a parakeet when I was young, and my mother is from England, and she called it a budgery or budgie, whatever you call it. But I know that I just call them budgies. So I went to a pet shop, and they had parakeets but no budgies. They said, you have to go to the UK for that. So I went to the UK during the economic crisis. I went to the UK because flights were cheap during the economic crisis, and I went there to a pet shop and asked the guy, do you have any budgies? I don't see any here. And he said, I'm sorry. Due to tough times, we had to have budgie cuts.
Aww.
Jeez.
You know, that's why you have to keep your day job. Because
I know. I'll never make it on the stage.
Can I say, David, that I got a wonderful friend in the UK. Her name's Linda. She absolutely adores all animals, all living, and she does her utmost in this planet that she lives on to help them in any way possible. And she will pick a small worm up off the floor and put it to one side. Believe me, she's absolutely wonderful ambassador for the animal kingdom. Oh, truly.
That's wonderful, and we love them too. It's nice to hear that there's still people out there like that. Absolutely wonderful. And you know what? Go ahead.
You know, everyone has a dream, you know, and you can imagine you have this dream. I mean, I'm a person who likes to think that, you know, I live for every day, David, and hopefully that tomorrow, you know, comes and I can help maybe another person. And I believe that we shouldn't look too back in our lives of the sad and miserable things that we've done and things like this. Just take away that negativity and lift your spirits to the highest and improve your standard of thinking and taking away all that negativity. And like I said, we all have dreams. And, you know, I've said this many times, that one day I would love to have this. A healing sanctuary, one side, and an animal sanctuary, the other. But maybe I'll have to continue dreaming, David. And I'm sure that there's many, many people listening to this show this moment are probably thinking exactly what I've just said.
I believe so. And if it's meant to happen, it will. And if perhaps you get close to it, or maybe you can give some words that could help somebody else achieve it, it would be just as if you are, because your love for it is the same thing as if you already had it and are doing it. And if you played a little lottery, maybe you'll get it.
Maybe that's the only way I would win, or the only way I would get that, if I got the lucky lottery numbers, yes.
That's right, but like you said, never give up. Choose what you want to do and just go for it, and never say never, because you don't know what's tomorrow brings. A lot of us psychics are not psychic by themselves, so let's hope we have a pleasant surprise for you in the future and make that dream come true.
I mean, I actually put this out on my fridge in my friend's house, you know, just to put it out into the universe and, you know.
Well, that's wonderful. And before we go to another caller, because time is going by fast, I just wanted to say to all my Facebook friends and listeners that they always post, they're so kind, they're such wonderful people. I never get anything negative from them. It's always positive, and I try to send that out to them as well, because that's all I recognize is love, and I know you do, Tom, and that's what we're here for, to spread it and share it with everybody else that's open to it. So,
you couldn't speak wiser words, David, you know, and I feel that those who are listening to the show, I mean, just tune in to David Baker's wonderful show here. I think you do it once a week, don't you, David?
Yes, every Sunday, but this coming Sunday I will not be doing it live. I'll be reposting, because we're going to take care of some business that we need to take care of. And so that's why we're doing the show today, you know, due to scheduling. But it should start pretty soon in the near future, resume the regular schedule. I'm not sure if the Sunday after I'm going to have a guest on or not, but guaranteed the Sunday after that I will. So please, everybody, keep your radar on, because let's see what I can achieve in a short time from now. And with that, we'll see if we can achieve some more fantastic readings from the telephone lines.
Fabulous. Okay. Area code 631. 631, you are on the air. Hello, 631. 631, you are on the air, last call. Thank you. We're going to go to area code 310. 310, you are on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, 310. Yes. What is
That's
your name
me.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Los Angeles, and my name is Mindy.
Mindy?
That's right.
Great. Hi, Mindy. Welcome to the show. Welcome to Beyond the Gate Radio. And do you have a question for Tom this evening?
Just hello, and thank you for being of service. And if I have any messages, I'd be very happy to hear them.
I've got a bit croaky in the throat there. Can I say you get very dry in the throat?
Yes, I do at night when I'm sleeping, because I snore. Does that help?
Me too.
No, seriously.
Me too.
Talking, I do, yes.
Before you go, before you go to bed, do you do breathing exercises?
I do meditation with breathing.
And maybe you should do some breathing exercises as well. And I believe that just might help you. There's a lovely colour green around you. The colour green is a relaxing and, to me, a healing colour. Have you ever received spiritual healing or any form of healing?
I just received Reiki from a friend who's a Reiki master, but I myself, it's a tarot. I've been reading tarot for over 25 years, and I've been listening to you, and my tarot has been taking me to mediumship. So, maybe that's the reason why.
What I'm stating to you, you need spiritual healing yourself.
Mm-hmm.
To recharge your batteries up a little bit. Do you understand
that? That's beautiful.
That?
I do. I so very much do. I give so much.
It's like your energy.
Mm-hmm.
It's like your energy is a little bit low at the moment. And that's why they're smothering you with this lovely green. Now, I want to say this not just to you, but to everybody listening tonight, that I send healing in your time zone between 2 to quarter after in the afternoon, that's p.m., and also 10 to quarter after p.m. at night. I certainly do that every night. That's distant healing. So if anyone is interested in just linking to that, and what I feel that you must do is just relax in your chair or where you feel comfortable and do so if you wish. And that's what I want to do for you as well.
Thank
if you.
You
can do this, you don't have to do it both times, but you know, whenever choose time you wish. But I just feel you need to recharge your batteries a little bit, and I feel this is your message tonight, because you're a wonderful spirit and you do
wonderful
work, and maybe it's just a little resting period that you need to charge that up again.
That's beautiful. I so very much appreciate that.
Before I leave you,
I'm so sorry. I didn't want to interrupt your process.
Before I leave you, I've got a lady here that's very frail, a very frail little lady here, very frail, but she was the peak when she was here. Do you understand that?
Very petite, did you say?
Yeah, very petite.
I know exactly who you're talking about. Absolutely.
Like a friend
Absolutely.
Feeling, you know?
Absolutely.
Friend
right
feeling.
On. Right on. And she's
drawn very close to you tonight, and she wants to help you within your life right now. She sends all the love in the world to you. And she said she will.
Oh, my word. You're beautiful. I must share with you.
She's up for Christmas. She's telling me Christmas time, all right?
Okay.
Christmas time.
Thank you.
Is that a time of happiness and sadness?
For me, I'm hoping it's going to be a life-changing event for me. But
right, so you've had some disappointing times then?
Yes, I have.
So this Christmas, you know, you've got plenty of time. Look, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December. You've got plenty of time to work that one out.
Beautiful. It's exactly, you're really right on. I'm going to share with you and confirm beautiful messages that you are giving me right now. I'm so appreciative. It's really outstanding. I don't want to. Should I share with you the confirmation? I don't want to interrupt your process. I very much respect what you do. The petite friend that I had was a high school friend that crossed over last year, and I was the editor of my yearbook, and I wanted to do a memorial for her, and I organized getting in touch with. Regraduated a long time ago, over 30 years ago. I contacted all the classmates, and we put together a memorial for her. And in Judaism, you have a prayer that you say on the year of their death. You honor them by saying a prayer. It raises their vibration. And at her school, her name is going to be put up on a plaque, and it goes for perpetuity, forever, until this school, God forbid, should never close. But the kids say her name, and they do the prayer for her. And she was the shortest gal in our class, the shortest little gal. And I'm so touched. I'm just so touched right now. I thank you. And it has been very difficult for me, but I keep going. And actually, my dream come true would be to be in the UK. I'm trying to launch my product line, and it would be launched in December.
Well, you never know. I might meet you there one day. If you friend me, Tom Flynn Medium, if you're on Facebook, you know, like I've said to the other callers, that'd be wonderful.
I thank you. Do you think I'm going to hear? I'm waiting for one more call. I'm waiting for this answer to trigger my whole company. She said by the end of this week, Thursday or Friday. Do you think I'll be getting that? Yes?
Well, the thing is, you've been waiting in the four walls. Do you understand? You've been looking, waiting for it.
Absolutely.
So what they're telling me, maybe to clear your mind, you need to just make a little phone call. All right? And I'm going to leave you with that and say God bless you. All right?
Thank you.
Thank you, Mindy.
Thank you so very much. Thank you. I'm happy I tuned in.
Bye.
All the best. Take care.
We're happy you called, too. You're such a wonderful person. Thank you.
Thank
and God
you.
Bless.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. Boy, Tom, that was fantastic. It was absolutely marvelous.
You
know, you never know.
Maybe we'll have to do a demonstration one day, me and you, David, somewhere.
Okay.
Somewhere on this planet.
We will. So I think that'd be a wonderful idea. I'd love to work with you on the stage. That'd be awesome. And as you know, I'm filming a little mini documentary, and I'm open to do more to get this information out to people, because these days a lot of people don't want to read. They like to watch. So we'll talk about that as we go along. I just wanted to get this one more call in real quick, if you don't mind. Then after that, I wanted to talk to you some more and re-announce some of the things that you're doing. Would that be all right?
Okay. That sounds good, David.
All right. Sherelle, I owe you another $100, I guess.
I'm sorry. The fee went up to $150.
I'll give it to you in love. How's that sound?
I think that's great. We're trying to get a hold of 917. 917, you are on the air. Are you
Thank
still
you.
There, 917?
Yeah.
Hi. Yeah. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What is your first name?
Ellen.
Hi, Ellen.
Hi, Ellen.
This is Sherelle, and
this
is David, and our guest is Tom Flynn. Thank you so much for being here. Did you have a question for Tom today?
Well, I called in because Tom is Irish, and he's a medium, and my family is Irish. And I was wondering if anybody in my family ever felt comfortable talking through a medium, it was probably him. So I would like to know if he sees anyone around me.
If I'd like to see, you want to know if there's anyone with you?
Yes.
You said?
Yes.
I believe that there's you have many people in the spirit world. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do have many people that have passed over, yes.
But many people that passed, and they're all jumping at me at once, you know? It's because you pray to all, especially your people that you love directly, you know, like loved ones, either side of the house. Do you understand that? So you very close to both sets of parents, your parents, and also grandparents. Do you understand that?
Well, it may be in that on that side of the veil, they're close to me, but on this side of the veil, my father's side of the family is not close to me.
Sorry, can you say that slowly?
In life, my father was not close to me.
So maybe
right.
on the other side.
What I'm saying is, what I'm stating is, when they go to the, I've got both. I've got your dad's side, your mum's side. I've got father, you know, in spirit world, talking about mum. But when they go to the spirit world, they progress. And they, it's like they see a different light. Do you understand that? Even though on this plane they couldn't quite manage feelings or something like that, I feel that your father's come through with so much energy to tell you, sorry? Do you understand that?
I got the part where you said he comes through with a lot of energy, but then I didn't hear anything else.
You didn't hear anything else, did you say?
Yes, that is correct.
It's like when they progress, when they go to the spirit world, they progress, right?
Yes.
And it's like your dad is sort of really, though there's a lot of people pushing and shoving to come in to be around you, it's your dad that's putting his first foot forward just to say hello and to be around you tonight. And if you can accept that, And if you can accept that, he'd be very happy.
Oh, I will accept that, yes.
Will you accept that? Because I feel when he was well or when he was in his right frame of mind, he was a good man, wasn't he?
Well, I don't think he was a bad person. I think he was very...
No, I'm not saying he was a bad person, but he was a very deep man, you see.
I never knew that side of him. He just was cold. I would have just said not emotional.
But you've called it that, right? So therefore, what I'm trying to say to you, he's lift that spirit tonight, and he's just come around you. Just to let you know that he's fine.
I'm glad to
so
hear
can,
that.
Can I say goodbye now, because the show's about to finish, and because we have 90 seconds left of the show.
Thank you so much.
And can you take their love all's coming around you? Why? And God bless
yes,
you. He's there, and he wants to be there. All right? God bless you.
Thank you,
Thank
Ellen.
You.
Sorry it was so short. All right.
Yeah.
Bye.
Thank you, Ellen. Thank you for calling.
It said 90 seconds, David, about 30 seconds.
Yeah, we have 60 seconds left. So, Tom, once again, tell everybody how they can get a hold of you.
Well, I always say that if they can friend me on Tom Flynn Medium, that would be wonderful.
That's great. And
then I'll be able to connect with them that way, you know.
And, Tom, you've been a wonderful guest tonight, outstanding, one of our top guests. You are really you have an awesome gift and a really big heart to match. We thank you so much for being on the show tonight, and thank everybody for listening. And if you wish to connect with Tom Flynn Medium on Facebook, please do so, and if you like our show, please press the follow button. We appreciate that. And thank you, everybody. Good night, and God bless. And you have to listen to our beautiful bumper music once again. Tom, after this, I'll chit-chat with you.
Can I thank you, David?
Yes.
David, I've got to go to it started about 15 minutes, a circle. Now, can I phone you back a bit later?
No
or
problem.
Can you phone me?
Go ahead, Tom.
Can you phone me up at 10 o'clock?
Yes. Go ahead, and I'll see you later.
Phone me
thank
at 10
you.
O'clock. Yeah, phone me at 10, all right?
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. God bless.
Thanks, Tom. Bye-bye.